Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into a dark, carved bass wobble in Ableton Live 12, built for 90s-inspired jungle and old-school DNB energy. This is not the huge modern festival wobble. We're after something tighter, moodier, more rhythmic, and a lot more disciplined. Think movement, grit, tension, and enough space for the break to breathe. The big idea here is simple. The bass has to work with the drums, not fight them. In jungle and classic DNB, that relationship is everything. If the kick and snare are talking, the bass needs to answer them, not step on their lines. So we're going to build this in layers, shape the motion with filtering, rough it up with saturation and distortion, and then carve it so it sits properly in the mix. Start by creating a MIDI track and loading an instrument rack. Inside that rack, make two chains, one for the sub and one for the mid wobble. This separation is a huge part of getting a clean, powerful bass in drum and bass. The sub handles the weight. The mid layer handles the attitude, the movement, and the character. Let's build the sub first. On the sub chain, load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave, and drop it down one octave. Keep the level controlled, and don't worry about making it huge at this stage. The goal is pure low-end foundation. Turn unison off, keep pitch envelope off, and keep it simple. After operator, add a saturator. Use just a little drive, somewhere around 1 to 3 dB, and turn soft clip on. This adds a bit of harmonic thickness without smearing the bass. Then add EQ8 and clean up any useless rumble. Usually, you can cut gently below 20 to 30 Hz if needed. Don't overshape it. Just make sure the sub is focused and clean. Now the most important thing, keep the sub mono. Add utility after the chain and set width to 0%. In DNB, this is non-negotiable. If the sub gets wide, it gets unstable. In clubs, on headphones, on smaller systems, mono sub is what keeps the bottom end solid and reliable. Now move to the mid wobble chain. Here you can use wavetable or analog. Wavetable gives you more control and precision, while analog can sound a little rougher and more old school. For this lesson, wavetable is a great starting point. Load it up and choose a saw for oscillator 1. For oscillator 2, use another saw or a square wave. Keep the detune light. We want movement, not a huge super saw cloud. Set the filter to a low pass 24 dB slope, and bring the cutoff down somewhere in the low mid range, roughly between 150 and 300 Hz to start. Keep resonance low to moderate. You're aiming for a dark bass tone that can open and close rhythmically. For the amp envelope, keep the attack very fast. The decay short to medium, sustain fairly full and release short. This makes the bass tight and playable, more like a riff than a pad. Now we add the wobble. In classic jungle and old school DNB, the movement usually feels rhythmic rather than overly dramatic. You can use the synth's own LFO or add auto filter after the instrument. Either way, the idea is the same. Make the cutoff move in time with the groove. If you're using the synth modulation, sync the LFO to the project and try rates like 1/8, 1/16, or dotted 1/8. Keep the amount moderate. If you're using auto filter, set it to a low pass 24, give it a little resonance, and automate or modulate the cutoff so it opens and closes in phrases. Again, don't overdo it. This style is about controlled motion, not giant swoops. Our really useful mindset here is to think in ranges, not just sounds. The sub's job is weight. The low mids are body. The upper mids are attitude. If one layer tries to do all three jobs at once, the sound gets messy fast. So keep the layers focused. Now it's time to rough things up. Add saturator to the mid chain and give it a bit more drive than the sub, maybe 2 to 6 dB. You can try analog clip, soft clip, or both. Then listen carefully. We're not trying to turn it into a fuzz cloud. We're just adding density and a little edge. If you want more bark, add overdrive and focus it somewhere in the 300 to 800 Hz region. That's a sweet spot for bringing out aggression without destroying the note shape. You can also experiment with amp or pedal for more character. A little amp coloration can make the bass feel like it's been sampled, reamped, or bounced through hardware. That's a big part of the old school feeling. These sounds often feel a bit imperfect, and that imperfection is exactly what makes them alive. Now comes the carving part, and this is where the bass starts to fit the track. After the distortion, add EQ8 and shape the tone around the drums. Cut any unnecessary low rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. If the mix starts to feel cloudy, look around 180 to 350 Hz and make a gentle dip there. That zone gets muddy quickly in DNB. If the bass feels nasal or boxy, check around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz. And if you want a touch more presence, you can gently lift somewhere around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz. Just be subtle. The important thing is to carve space for the snare and the break. In jungle, the snare needs to punch. The break needs transient space. If the bass is too dense in the low mids, or too wide, it'll swallow the whole groove. That brings us to sidechaining. Add a compressor on the bass chain and turn sidechain on. Feed it from the kick, or from a ghost trigger track if you want more control over the groove. Start with a ratio around 2 to 1 or 6 to 1, attack between 1 and 10 milliseconds, and release somewhere around 50 to 150 milliseconds depending on tempo. Adjust the threshold until you get a musical amount of ducking, maybe 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction to start. In DNB, this pumping is part of the rhythm. It makes room for the kick and snare, and it helps the bass feel like it's moving with the drums instead of flattening them. If you want a smoother, more glued feel, you can try glue compressor instead. But for precise rhythmic ducking, standard compressor is usually the better tool. Now let's make the motion more musical with automation. Automate filter cutoff, resonance, distortion amount, and even the volume of the mid layer. Use clip envelopes or arrangement automation to create phrases rather than endless movement. That's a big difference. A constantly wobbling bass can get tiring. A bass that opens up at key moments feels deliberate and alive. For example, keep the cutoff low and murky in the first bar or two. Then open it a little on offbeats in the next phrase. Push it brighter for a short stab before the snare. Then bring it back down again. That kind of phrasing gives the bass a hand-played feel, even if it's programmed. This is also where note length becomes a control signal. In jungle and DNB, the length of the note matters almost as much as the note itself. Shorten notes before drum accents. Let longer notes bloom where there's space. That simple move can dramatically improve the groove. If you want even more old-school character, resample the bass. Print the MIDI performance to audio, then bounce or resample the affected signal. Chop it into phrases if needed, and reinsert it into the arrangement. This introduces little inconsistencies, rough edges, and tiny tonal shifts that make the bass feel less plug-in perfect and more like a sampled performance. That's very much in the spirit of the era. When arranging the bass, don't just loop it endlessly. Think in sections. Start with filtered hints in the intro, maybe just the mid layer without full sub. Then let the build grow the movement. Bring in the full sub on the drop. Drop the sub out briefly during a break so the drums can breathe. Then bring it back with a little more bite, or a different filter rhythm, for the next section. Even a half bar of silence before the bass returns can make the drop feel huge. A strong jungle arrangement often wins by contrast. Sometimes the bass has to step back so the drums can win. That restraint is what makes the return hit harder. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't make the wobble too wide. Low-end width can sound exciting in headphones, but it can collapse in mono and weaken the whole track. Keep the sub mono at all times, and be careful with stereo widening on the mid layer. Don't over-distort everything. Too much grit turns the bass into mush, and then you lose note definition. The goal is character, not chaos. Don't let the filter open too far. If the wobble gets too bright, it'll start competing with cymbals, hats, and snare transients. For dark DNB, controlled movement is usually more effective than giant filter sweeps. And don't forget to listen to the bass against the snare first. If the snare still punches through and the bass moves around it, you're in a good place. If the snare disappears, the bass is probably too dense, too wide, or too loud in the low mids. Here's a really good advanced trick. Keep one ugly detail on purpose. A little zippering from the filter, a tiny bit of clipping, a rough resampled edge. One imperfect element can make the whole patch feel much more authentic than a polished, sterile sound ever could. If you want to go further, try phrase-based wobble switching. Automate between 1/8, 1/16, and dotted rhythmic feels across different sections. That gives the bass tension without changing the notes. You can also split the mid layer into two zones, one low mid chain with less distortion for body, and one high mid chain with more saturation for bite. Blend them carefully, and you get more control over the growl without muddying the bottom. Another useful move is a parallel dirt chain. Duplicate the mid wobble, high pass or band pass it, distort it hard, tame it with EQ, and blend it quietly underneath. That gives you extra aggression while keeping the main sound clear. For a quick practice exercise, build a four-bar phrase. In bar 1, play a long note on beat 1 and a short note before beat 3. In bar 2, use a syncopated offbeat pattern. In bar 3, repeat bar 1 but move the final note up an octave. In bar 4, leave space and then hit a short stab before the snare. Automate the filter so bar 1 is dark, bar 2 opens slightly, bar 3 adds resonance, and bar 4 closes again for tension. Then sidechain it to the kick and compare the dry synth against a resampled version. Listen for punch. darkness, and clarity. So let's recap the workflow. Bullet the bass into sub and mid chains. Keep the sub clean and mono. Use filter movement for the wobble. Add saturation and distortion for darkness. Carve out mud with EQ. Sidechain to the kicker ghost trigger. Automate in phrases, not endlessly. Resample when you want old school character. And always arrange with space and tension. That's the secret to 90s inspired DNB bass. Not just wobble, but wobble with discipline. Dark, carved, rhythmic, and controlled. When you get that balance right, the bass doesn't just sit under the break, it becomes part of the break's energy. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter lesson voiceover, a more hype-focused version, or a timed script with pause cues for recording.